get on the path. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 18. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. John chapter 4, verse 14. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I will give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Colossians 3, 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Joel chapter 2, 13. Rend your heart and your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Acts chapter 3, 19. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Matthew chapter 4, 17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."